Alpichsidis, the concept of Yontif Sheni Shel Galius, Pashtus, the institution of Yontif Sheni Shel Galius, just like Alpinigla, comes from a certain chesaron, because we don't know when the kvius of the Yontif is, so therefore you have to make a second day. The Alter Rebbe Alpichsidis says that Yontif is a day when there's a new Gilui in the world. Eretz Yisrael is a holy land and a holy place which is able to receive and that tremendous gilui in one day. In Chutz Laretz, which is not a keli for that revelation, in order to receive that revelation, has to be spread over into 2 days, because Chutz Laretz is not a keli for this new gilui of Yontif. And the Alter Rebbe de Yalakut Teteres says that therefore the din is someone that's a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz Laretz, even if it's Daitai Lachzai, he also should keep 2 days in Chutz Laretz, because B'Poyel, he's in Chutz Laretz, and it doesn't matter that he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, but while he's in Chutz Laretz, the place does not allow for the Gilui of Yontif to be received in 1 day. It has to be over 2 days. That's the Vart that Alter Rebbe says in Lukut Teteira. The Shaila is B'negei to Lasad Lovay. What's the Shaila Lasad Lovay? According to this Hezbo of the Alter Rebbe, Lasad Lovay, there shouldn't be Bechalal any Yontif Sheni Shel Galius. Why? Because it says in Medrash, and the Gemara also implies this idea. And I see the Eretz Yisrael, Shatispash Bechal HaRotzai, is the revelation, and the Alukus of Eretz Yisrael will be extended into the entire world. So every place in the world will be a Keli for the same Gilui Alukus that Eretz Yisrael has. So if that's the case, how are we going to, how is there a Svara, according to Chassidus at least, according to this Hezbo, that there should be Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius? The simple answer is, L'chayre, that the same Gemara that says that Asid Eretz Yisrael Shetispashet B'chol HaRatzais also says that Yerushalayim will be mispashet into the whole Eretz Yisrael. Which means then that there still is a distinction between the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. There still will be a distinction. B'chlal, everything will be elevated one level. Beis HaMikdosh, the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdosh will be mispashet in the whole Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim in the whole Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael into the entire world. And again, when I said the Shiurim about this subject, we spoke about this. This is not Stam Aruchnis de Ge'inyan. It means Kepshutei Mamish B'negeh to the halachas that apply to Eretz Yisrael, the halachas that apply to Yerushalayim, where they're B'negeh to eating kochim, B'negeh to maisris, B'negeh to... It's real, it's a real din of Espashtos, of that it will be extended. So if that's the case, then Yeshloimar, that the Yom Tovim La'asad Lovei, everything will be Nis'ala La'asad Lovei. Everything will be on a higher level La'asad Lovei. It'll be great. A Yom Choyl La'asad Lovei will be on a higher level. Omeleil Shabbos will be in a higher level. Yontif will be in a higher level. Everything will be in a higher level. Omeleil, just like the Alter Rebbe says in Lekut Teteira B'negeh Tezman Hazeh, that Chutz Laretz is not a keli for the Gili Oyer, and Eretz Yisrael is a keli for the Gili Oyer, La'asad Lovay, Yontif will be in a higher level. Chutz Laretz will also be in a higher level, but Eretz Yisrael will be even higher. Eretz Yisrael will be like Yerushalayim. So still, Eretz Yisrael will have an advantage being on the level of Yerushalayim, that it will be able to contain that gilui in 1 day, and Chutz Laretz will still maybe have to have 2 days, if you go according to that opinion.